Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Holly. Oh, yay, it's Friday.
Oh, yes. It is Friday indeed. So we've got a little chef surprise of Dirt Alert stories here. So a source at the Daily Mail was reporting that the Real Housewives had to shut down production because of a COVID-19 positive test. However,
New York?
Yes. Okay. The Real Housewives of New York. However, a source is telling Page Six that is not the case. That multiple sources confirming today that Countess Luann, Ramona, Leah, Sonia, and Ebony are all healthy, despite a Daily Mail report that one of the women tested positive 2 weeks ago. The insider at Page Six notes that the production was limited and not completely shut down after a staff member tested positive, but everyone's safety remains a priority.
Yeah, right. I don't want to have stories about this.
I don't.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, as far as reality, the people, note to the PR people, you don't need to be letting us know this. We only want to know
a non-story story.
When interruptions happen for like movies and TV series, you know what I mean? Does right. Bravo think we care?
I don't at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we'll move on.
All right.
I have the hiccups. Okay.
All right. Just hold in some air, Julia, while I tell you about this story about Felicity Huffman. So she wants her passport back because she's saying that she's all done with her time, her probation, and all of these things. Her attorneys just filed new legal documents asking a judge to order the return of her passport. Her attorneys say that she's done all that you guys have asked of her.
Yeah, she should get it back.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like about right.
Yeah, she's completed.
There's not a lot of places to use it.
Right?
Felicity will just, you know, know that.
Right, exactly. Now, Felicity's attorneys say she's completed all of the other aspects of her sentencing, 250 hours of community service. She also remembers she served 2 weeks in prison. So she's all done, basically. And now wants her passport back.
All right.
Something that's not done, you guys, is this drama between Phil Collins and his ex-wife, Orianne. It still goes on. So a week after Phil Collins filed a lawsuit against his ex-wife, Orianne, for refusing to leave his Miami house, her attorney says her only motive is a fair settlement.
That one is so messy.
It is.
Yes.
That one is so messy for Phil.
Yes. So Orianne's attorney is saying that Orianne's only motive is to remain in her home until a fair settlement is resolved, that she has never interfered in Mr. Collins' ability to see or interact with his children and encourages their relationship. And then it goes on to say that I'm going to use the attorney's quotes here. Her attorneys say it's, quote, a Trumpian disinformation campaign, his hidden cameras and private investigators. Perhaps Mr. Collins should clean up his own act literally and figuratively and honor the commitment he's made to Orianne when they moved in together.
Oh, somebody's paying a lawyer a lot of money to fire off the, you know.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of legal spending on this, I can see, to resolve this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Phil Collins reportedly paid Orianne $46.68 million in their 2008 divorce settlement.
$46 million?
Yes.
I told you, he's already paid her a gob of money.
Oh.
Yes.
He's already in this is his house.
What is the magic that she has?
I have no idea.
Wow. I have no idea.
And then they got back together. He was already done with her once.
Yes. But then when they were still together, she went off and married somebody else.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd kick her out big time. It is ridiculous.
It was so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Channing Tatum seems to be moving on from his relationship with Jessie J. Paparazzi spotted him on the set of his upcoming movie Dog in Los Angeles today, looking very serious. Channing Tatum has taken a couple years away from the spotlight.
Yeah, he has.
And now he's coming back full force, looking very chiseled and Channing Tatum-esque, like the Channing Tatum that we once knew and we loved from first sight.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, so Jessie J seems to have moved on as well, so everyone's doing all right. Let's move back to the world of classic rock legal news, because, hey, why not? It's Friday. Now, I mentioned this at the top of a Dirt Alert update previously today, but Rod Stewart hopes to avoid a trial and a possible year in jail by striking a deal after punching a security guard and while partying at a Palm Beach resort on New Year's Eve. Now, this was just this last year, believe it or not.
Yeah, everyone, it was late and people had over-imbibed and a security guard didn't recognize that little mop top, Rod Stewart. Why, you've gotten so old, Rod.
Oh,
I'm just saying,
you
know.
Are you wearing your trains? You used to
like, in your mind,
balls.
You think you look like one thing. And then, you know, but in reality, you might not look like that anymore. And then you're drinking, and then you're even more, having more, you know.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, and then just thinking, you know, some people probably don't know who Rod Stewart is.
Right.
Legitimately,
there
are swaths of the population who would not know Rod Stewart if they ran into him anywhere. But so Rod Stewart and his son, Sean, they could face a year in jail for that. But today, Rod Stewart's lawyers asked a judge for a 45-day window to negotiate with prosecutors to avoid having to stand trial in the United States. So all indications, according to the Palm Beach County Courthouse over the Zoom call, are that things are going to be resolved without a trial, but there's still some work to be done on it.
Wow.
This case has been pushed back until December 4th to allow both sides to strike a deal, which would likely see Rod Stewart paying restitution to the punching victim. So it seems like it's going to probably resolve itself.
And it sounds like Rod Stewart is like going, it was all my fault.
Yeah.
I don't hear mention his son mentioned. He was there.
No, I'm sure it's one of those things where it's like, gosh, you're with your kid and then something happens and it's like, look, I can resolve this. Like,
well, this is his son that has had, I feel like I saw him on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew when I watched that. Yeah, remember, there's not reality shows.
Except for on HGTV.
Right.
And the Cooking Channel.
Yeah.
Yes, and the Food Network.
And the TLC. You haven't watched My 1,000-Pound Sister with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Are you watching that? You're watching the Fluffy Bunny Sisters?
I've had to peek.
What's the review?
I'm sad for them. But I can't stop watching sometimes because it just blows me away.
Well, that's kind of a lot of TLC programming where it's just, you just kind of have to look at it and watch it and take it all in.
And then you have Dr. Pimple Popper right next. And then like, oh gosh.
I mean, Ashante, there is something very charming about her.
There really is.
Oh, well, may your weekend be filled with bunions and spores and grown toenails.
And bed sores.
Gross.
All right, Holly, you started this. No, honey, have a good weekend, okay?
Oh, you
Thanks
too.
For everything.
You're welcome.
It is not 1977, but this album, the Rumors album, it is, you know, it's in the top 10. You know, it's doing that. They own everything to that TikTok guy.
I know. Do you remember listening to this, though? A side, B side.
Every single song
was good in this one.
Yeah.
It was. All right, Rocco, do you want to go first with Friday Picks?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm not leaving the house this weekend, really. I'm excited for tomorrow night. There's been all these table reads or whatever, you know.
Right.
So the one I'm excited about tomorrow is the 2001 movie Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes.
It has Paul Rudd in it, David Hyde Pierce, Janine Garofalo.
Oh.
And I don't know if you've ever saw this movie. It's basically a spoof on movies like Meatballs, like camp movies from the 80s.
80 movies,
and it's super funny. A lot of the guys from like the Reno 911 school of comedy are part of this. Molly Shannon's gonna be in it. A lot of people from like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That sounds
funny. It's a political fundraiser, which you'll see if you Google it, but that's gonna be fun. That's tomorrow night. And then the other thing I was gonna say, well, a couple things, and I don't want to jump on you,
but
the Twin Cities Film Fest is going on.
Yes.
And you can watch, if you don't feel like going to a theater, you can watch stuff at home. So that's something
to
check out.
Is it like you buy a pass and then
you can buy one at a time for like $9 or you can buy like a $50 thing.
Yeah. And they've got a lot of great movies.
Wow.
Yeah. Chris Hewitt's going to come on next week to talk more about it, but
cool.
And then, I've been really digging. I know you guys said you have Roku, right?
Yeah.
The Turner Classic Movies Roku app has like a lot of amazing classic horror movies, you know, on demand. And tonight at 8 o'clock live, or no,
8 o'clock.
At I think 7 o'clock live is Creature from the Black Lagoon, and at 8:30 is The Blob, which we talked
about.
Oh,
we talked about that this week.
So there's some great like classic 50s horror movies on there.
So funny, so funny to watch.
Yeah. Those are some of the things I'm gonna do while sitting inside, not stepping outside into 20 degree weather this week.
Okay, yeah. Did you watch the Lucinda Williams last night?
Well,
Rachel?
Here's the thing. I went to log on to it, and it turned out a week ago she announced that they bumped it back a week.
Oh,
so and a lot of us were online waiting for it, going, "What's going on?"
Right.
Here? So I went to her Twitter. Turns out she bumped it back a week because it was going to interfere with this other Tom Petty tribute.
Okay.
So the thing that we all thought was on the 22nd is now on the 29th. So I'm still going to watch it next week on the 29th. I bought my ticket and everything.
So everything just will bump back. So go to that. Okay, gosh.
Got it.
Well, that's kind of exciting. I know. That was Zoom excitement.
Oh, I know.
Okay, I'm going to go next.
All right.
So we haven't done this, Lori, but they, people are doing their major fundraisers live online, mm-hmm. but they have a live auction. They've got a silent auction. They have an auctioneer. My friend did this for something and said it was so much fun.
Because I love the action items.
I know. So
I
this
love
is fun.
The
so,
action items.
So this is for Jack Jablonski. Am I pronouncing his last
name?
Jablonski. Mm-hmm. Who was paralyzed as a young hockey player. It's called Beat Paralysis. It's a live broadcast event, and it's a virtual happy hour. Starts at 5:30 where a mixologist teaches you how to make some cocktails, and then at 7 o'clock, it's live stream, and there's going to be, like, Wayne Gretzky, I think, is going to be on it, and a lot of other big names that I don't have right here. Let's see, Nick, I don't know these people, Wayne Gretzky, Craig Leopold, Jenny Taft, Jeremy Roenick, and it's our Kurt Johnson, the auctioneer, you know, mm-hmm. he's going to be the auctioneer, so I think that'd be kind of cool, and it's for a good...
Yeah, of course.
Thing. It's called Beat Paralysis, a live broadcast event. You can find out more. It's the Believe Jack Foundation. And then the other thing is that there is a book drive going on tomorrow from 10 to 2. I don't know what date it is. Yeah, it just goes tomorrow, but it's at...
Tomorrow is the 24th of October.
Midtown Global Market mm-hmm. from 10 to 2. And you can donate new or gently used books for kids and teens in any language. And you deliver them in the center court at Midtown Global Market, and then they're going to distribute them to kids in the neighborhood.
Good.
Yeah, so that's it. That's all I got. I'm two for Tuesday. What do you
Rocco,
got?
I'm surprised you didn't say this one. You know what tomorrow is? National Record Store Day.
Oh, yes, it is.
They keep having, I feel like they keep having these. There's one in the spring.
You're really funny. Rocco, that's really true.
But it's fine. Record stores need our support.
Yeah,
so
they do.
Let's have one all the time.
I think that, I think this is the original one, the October one.
Okay.
Because they would have like people in store appearances because a lot of albums would drop in October. This is the time to drop it before the Christmas releases or whatever. This is a big time period anyway. So, whatever your favorite record store might be. So that's going on tonight. We have Mary Bew and the Monarchy with Turn, 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 which is Adam, you know, from the Honey Dogs.
Yeah,
this is his other mm-hmm. band. They're playing The Hook Minneapolis at 8 o'clock. And Mary Bew, Chris Raymond Schneider, has written about, you know, just what amazing singer. I think she's also a songwriter. And then Turn, 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 the music that they're doing, Rocker. I don't know if you've...
I have seen them. They're kind of a 70s folky.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
That California harmony sound.
It's fun. Good.
It's him and two women. They're good. Check them out.
Yeah. So that's Mary Bew. They're opening for Mary Bew and the Monarchy. And that's at The Hook, Minneapolis. Then tomorrow night, the Women of Rock, Pop, and Country, otherwise known as Pamela McNeil, Mary Jane Allman, Amy Lee, are doing their Wild Angels show at the Chanhassen.
That would be so good.
And there are still tickets for the Saturday night show. They're playing tonight, but I would doubt if they're, you know, the show starts at 8 unless you're having dinner.
And they do
at 6.
Social distance in the big showroom. They
it's in the big
the
showroom
it's
where
really,
the
people are loving that.
Yeah, it's one of the few places that you can go because it's tiered and spread out.
Yes.
So it is like working out for them. And then also, if you are a theater fan and you're worried about Twin Cities theaters, Patti LuPone is doing something with Hennepin Theaters Trust tomorrow night. Cool. It's a virtual concert, you know, a benefit. And it's benefiting like the Hennepin Theater Trust, like here and then in different cities. And that it's, I think it's, I can't remember how much it is, but it's, you go to hennepintheatertrust.org and it's 7 o'clock. So Patti, maybe she's telling stories. Maybe she's singing.
She's wickedly funny.
She is wickedly funny. And then,
And something different, Lori, on that thing, like Kathy Najimini from Hocus Pocus is doing a virtual event.
Najimini? Is that what you call her?
What have we talked about more of these last 10 days?
Najimi.
Foot face or Hocus Pocus?
It's a tie. I think it's a tie, but she's doing a virtual event. She's funny tomorrow night for the Ordway, so you can go to the Ordway to find out about that. Just something
I think
different
there might
fun.
Be some, maybe it's something that's happening because people are worried about the stages and the theaters. As you know, the people, our elected officials are dickering.
Yeah.
You know, so people are, you know, like, oh, how can we do this to get some money going privately? And then at the Chan on Sunday night, if you're a Patsy Cline fan, Joanne Parker is doing the music of Patsy Cline. I think it's a 7 o'clock show on Sunday at the Chan, and tickets were available. And if you are feeling like braving it, being outside for a wintry concert tomorrow night,
where should we go?
At the Keg and Case, Mark Joseph is going to be playing somehow, some way.
I love it.
Starting at 6.
I love it. So,
anyway, yeah, that's what a little bit of what's going on, Julia,
in the world of the Twin Cities.
In the world of the Twin Cities.
And that's the rest of the story. That's all you need to know right now.
And the Vikings don't play, so that frees up your Sunday.
No, but Saturday night the Gophers are playing. Gophers. They're playing Michigan at 6:30.
Yeah. That's a pretty big deal.
It's a big deal.
And Adele. I mean, I'm going to be watching Adele. And, I mean, are you guys going to tune in? I feel like that's kind of... I don't know her to have done any acting. She's never hosted SNL before, and... She's being a brand new girl, so to speak.
What's okay?
Doing this because she's not dropping an album.
She's being a brand new girl.
But
boy, you wanted her to work.
No, I did, but she's not going to be dropping an album, I don't think, by the end of the year. I think Adele is going to be making fun of herself.
Absolutely.
And hopefully. I'm praying they do a Harry Styles skit. I want them to do a skit about all the famous people who keep trying to drop in at her house.
Isn't Harry Styles on some show tonight?
Or songwriter. I want them to step it up. I don't want them to have any political crap.
Oh, it's so boring.
I think you're totally right. Jim Carrey is a good political cartoonist, but he's a bad Biden.
It goes on too long.
And we already have the reality of it, so we don't need the satire of it. So that's what I recommend to SNL. And
that was my idea first, though, and I already wrote them.
You did. And I want her to start with Damage. I want her to sing that sultry song about...
We're talking about her.
Yeah, her.
Which is so hard.
It is, because it leads to all those conversations.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you looked at some of the clues that Adele might be dropping an album?
No, tell us some. Do you have some?
I was just looking at some. Well, you know how she names her albums after like years?
Numbers,
right. So it's been 5 years, so that means the new album... The last album was 25, meaning the next album, if we're to drop this year, would be 30, right?
Right.
I don't think she should be holding to that system anymore. She should say, screw that system. That's why I don't believe it.
So some people were saying maybe it would drop on the 30th of October. And then other people are saying with the American Music Awards next month, if she put out an album soon, that would give her a chance to promote
it. These people are fantasizing.
You were the one that told us.
I know it. And now
to look for clues. And now that I'm doing
Rocco,
it, I'm in trouble.
Honest to God, she turns on you.
I do.
Rocco, this girl turns on you. I'm glad it's you instead of me right now, but she'll turn on a dime.
Yeah, Rocco, I just don't think so. Why? Because I just don't think so.
But why is she coming out of nowhere to do this?
Because like Lori said,
she's being a brand new girl. She's being, and she's just doing this because somebody told her, and she's naturally funny. And maybe she's like every other wonderful singer. She has a hankering and an itching and a desire to act.
There you go.
And she probably wants to show off her new slimmer.
Oh my God. Yes. Well, yes.
All right. We have to go, you guys. I'm watching the clock for us. It's time to go. We'll be right back.
It's the music news, kids. We should have seen it coming for all the backyard sessions and all the prolific covers. But Miley Cyrus announced a new album this morning on Instagram. It's It's going to be called Plastic Hearts. Here's a line from one of the songs. I lost my house in a fire, but found myself in its ashes. And the guy who did the cover shoot for the album, I mean, he worked Deborah Harry, Madonna, Joan Jett, the Ramones, Freddie Mercury, and it is very 80s look, this album cover, Plastic Hearts. I mean, Miley was the one hiding in plain sight. The album's right. coming out November 27th.
And she said she was going to have a Metallica cover album, but this is not it.
No, that's what I was thinking she was going to talk about.
No.
Okay, what are you guys hungry for? I'm so hungry.
Anyway, that's kind of...
I'm looking at...
Midnight Sky was the first song off of Plastic Albums, which you love that song.
Is Heart of Glass going to be on it, or is that just a live thing she's doing?
Yeah, I think that's just been... This has been the teasing she's been doing. This is all the stuff Adele is not teasing us with.
It'd be fun to hear Adele do some covers, right?
Gosh. Yes, it really would. But what did Kelly Clarkson do?
Kelly did Natalie Imbruglio's...
Torn?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
that was the Kellyoke yesterday.
She's so good. All right, so are you guys...
Maybe Adele hungry? Could sing the song that we're going to sing today.
Okay. Like,
could you see Adele singing Everyday People, Rocco?
Probably. I was just practicing during the break that... There's that chorus is pretty high.
Well, here's the deal, Rocco. We are so delighted that you are part of our team
and can carry. You can sing.
We'll be the backup singer.
Yeah, that's right.
We are horrible singers, and you really can sing.
Exactly. See, and Donnie could sing too, but he was
lower.
Yeah, and he
turned down our mics. Let's just be honest. He wouldn't let us sing. He literally would turn down the sound of our mics so everything else would sound louder than us, which was probably a blessing and the reason we're still on the air.
Right,
I mean, I think he did it a lot more than we ever knew.
Right, probably.
You know, something like that. All right, so
we'll start that in about a minute.
All right, so we just want to say right now to everybody, have a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us. Next week we're gonna try to raise money for some amazing charities and people that really need help in the Twin Cities area, and we're gonna have a lot of fun doing it. So,
and we're gonna be radio theater actors.
Oh gosh,
whatever that means.
You're so excited about it. She's so excited. We're excited.
I'm like thinking, do we wear costumes? I mean, that's all I'm ever worried about. What are we going to wear?
I know.
What kind of wigs? I mean, look at how we went to the Mystic. Every time we have to go and spend the night, we bring so much stuff.
Well, because we want to be ready.
We want to be ready to help people. If someone wants a makeover, we'll bring masks. I mean, we're really, really ready for anything.
We're givers, really, Rocco, and we get a bad rap that we're not.
I think we should try. All right, I'll start the music.
All right, do it.
Okay.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton, motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
As an Alliant Energy representative, I really enjoy helping businesses save. Today, I visited a business that asked for a free energy audit. After walking through their facility, I let the customers know how much money and energy they could be saving. Plus, I gave them an action plan detailing how to improve their energy efficiency. I showed them how they could save even more with rebates from Alliant Energy on equipment upgrades. If you are interested in saving energy and money, schedule a free energy audit at alliantenergy.com/energyaudit.